Leading Edge Medicine provides only general medical information. Since everyone's individual situation is unique, you should consult your own physician before taking any action related to your personal health. All content of this program is intended for general informational purposes only. Good morning and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umeb. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians, all while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. This is live call-in radio at its very best, giving you the opportunity to participate in the show. And now, here are your hosts for Leading Edge Medicine, Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat, along with their co-host, Lynette Morgan.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Everybody in the studio. This morning, here we are, a beautiful spring day. Are you all ready for it?
You bet we are.
Another one.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And it's going to be a little bit warmer today.
I hear.
Spring is coming this coming week.
That's what I hear.
Up near 70 by the end of the next week.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
We'll take it.
Don't blink, anybody.
That's right. Yes. Right.
Because then it's supposed to cool off back to the 50s the following week.
Yeah. So we'll focus on the,
spring will be a full week long this year.
That's right. Or at least 5 days. So, what a week for you. Dr. Mixon, I know you have been so busy this week. And Dr. Umat in the studio with us well. We'll have to catch up and see what's going on.
Do you want to tell everybody what you've been up to?
What I've been up to this week? I have brought in a professional author from New York City who is helping me put together a book on longevity medical clinic and aging, et cetera. And we're talking about the things that you need a clinic like ours to do, but also things people can do on their own to lower the risk of disease and help themselves age better. So that book we hope will be out this fall.
Wonderful.
Plugging away on that.
Do you have an awesome, catchy little title yet?
No, we've got working titles.
Okay. All right.
I mean, I threw together our really long, strong, fast, lean, smart, and sexy. that's a worker. And then I am doing a 90-minute public TV show. That will be during Public TV's December fundraiser.
Wonderful.
So
our folks will get to not only hear you, see you as well.
That's right. Yeah, and I'm actually licensing that show to them for 2 years so that public TV stations around the country can play it as much as they want over the next two-year period. And by then I'll have one or two others out, so I don't expect that'll be my last one for them. So, and the author is going along loving what we're doing so far. She's already hitting me up about doing, working together on a fiction book or two.
Oh, wow.
about some of my remote ancestors, you know.
Whoa.
The Mixons came to this continent before it was a country, back in the late 1500s on a subsidiary land grant. And in those days, our name was spelled Mixson.
Okay.
Instead of just Mixon. It was Mix Son.
Son, okay.
Son of Mix, from my Viking ancestors raping and pillaging their way down the coast.
Oh, boy.
And some of them stayed in Britain and then apparently did well and got, about a half a million acre land grant in what's now the Carolinas and Southern Virginia. And but when it came time for the Revolution, two brothers, one of whom was a British loyalist and the other was a strong supporter of the Revolution. And the revolutionary brother caught his sibling coming back from a British man of war in the night and had him hung.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wow.
Talking about family stresses.
Tough love there. Woo.
Yeah.
Woo.
There were hard feelings during the Revolution, as you might.
Wow. I'm seeing a movie in the future, too, Dr. Mixon. Wow.
So they're, she has some interest in cooperating and putting together both a fictionalized version of family history as well as some actual medical books.
Okay, so historical fiction and some real life stuff. Wow, I mean, Dr. Mixon, you're going to have like a whole shelf in the bookstore before we know it.
I don't know. Anyway, but wow. I'm having fun.
Yeah.
So. Yes, you are. Wow, you're so productive all week.
Well, you know, it's about every 20 years, I upgrade my professional. I do a slightly different profession. You know, my first, I soldiered and did the tough guy stuff. And then I was a country doctor for 20 years. And then I did longevity medical clinic. And now I'm doing the supplement company. And I'm branching out into the books and television
fiction.
Sort of stuff.
Yes.
Historical fiction now.
Audio books. And
so, yeah.
How fun is that?
So, but it struck me a while back. That's the purpose of living a long, active, vigorous life.
Evolution.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, once upon a time, our ancestors, like only a generation or two ago, died in their 30s and 40s, you know. And then we've now got Americans living to their mid-70s. They were over 78, but now it's back down to 76 because the fentanyl, you know, since they turned the southern border over to the drug cartels.
Yeah, thank you for that.
Yeah. Americans are dying 2 years younger on average because of all the drug overdose.
Wow.
But being vigorous into your 70s means you don't have to quit and retire and go play golf. You have time for your first career and then your second career. And then with a clinic like Longevity, you have time for a third career and maybe a fourth if we continue using the, you know, the advantages that science gives us.
Mm-hmm.
I love the motto of the Methuselah Foundation, and they say, our goal is to make 90 the new 60 by 2030.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
And I'm on board with that. Let's make 90 the new 60.
Yeah.
And let's let everybody, instead of, you know, quitting and vegetating somewhere in your 60s, why not just start a whole new career and do something fun that you haven't done in the first, you know, couple of careers in your life?
Yeah. Oh, I can imagine so many people listening to you right now completely enthused by what you're saying.
They're either enthused or they might be tired. Well, or inspired.
If they're tired, they need to come longevity.
Yes, they
clinic.
Do. Yeah. Yes, they do. So we can get you inspired.
And that's the function of longevity medical clinic, is to make you stronger, faster, leaner, smarter, sexier. And it's not just to do those things. It's so you can live your life longer and do things that you enjoy and have a whole new career.
Yes.
It's the desire, right? The enthusiasm to be productive and the love for life, right?
Mm-hmm. And learning and growing and doing things.
Yeah. And that's one of the chapters in the book is about passion. And it's not just sexual passion, because a lot of people are in a situation in which one or the other of a couple, you know, has had gynecologic cancers or something has happened, and sexuality per se is not in their future because, you know, bad luck.
Yeah.
But passion, when I talk about passion, I'm talking about all of the passions of life. I'm talking about the joys of getting out and running for the sheer joy of feeling your muscles run, for looking at the sky. And, you know, on my little trip this morning out, I did a few miles on the trail this morning, and there's, you know, the weather is moderating. There were rabbits and birds everywhere, and the critters are watching. You know, we got a pair of ducks that, mating pair of ducks that now are in the ditch beside the trail.
Oh.
And I guess they put their nest there, and so they won't leave. And so humans and dogs walk within about 2 feet of them, and they just sit and watch you go by. You know,
nothing to see here.
Nothing to see here. We're just nesting. But, you know, but it's the joy and the passion of living that I want people to have. And that is what longevity is all about. And if the good Lord has allowed you to maintain the physical capacity for sexuality, great. It's a wonderful part of life.
Yeah.
But if you can't have one passion, there are many others.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it's the passion for living that I want to spread through Longevity Medical Clinic.
Mm-hmm. And you know what I like is that when we meet a lot of our patients. Some of them have literally given up, right? Mm-hmm. And when they go to see their general medical provider and they tell them their symptoms of loss of energy, loss of stamina, no endurance, not feeling very well, a lot of times they're put on antidepressants. And that then takes away the joy of living. There are so many side. It's like, you know, like you said a few weeks ago, Jerry, they don't have a deficiency of Prozac in their brain.
That's right. No.
But
menopause is not a Prozac deficiency.
And even as people are getting older, just because life has thrown you a few curveballs, you can have joy again. It's a matter of holding their hand and steadying them through a difficult phase and then giving them the stamina and endurance to build up on a foundation again with the hormone replacement, good nutrition, good lifestyle choices.
Yeah, well, and that's part of, again, the things that, you know, we've been talking about this week for the book is that sex hormones are, quote, sex hormones in your early reproductive phase of life. But after that, they are brain hormones. Mm-hmm. They are mood and thought and resilience hormones. You know, the so-called sex hormones, primarily, once you're over about 50, what they're basically there for is to provide drive, ambition, self-confidence, and stress tolerance.
Yeah.
And the problem that as people age and all of these hormone levels are declining, they become frightened, they become diffident, they're afraid to take chances, they don't tolerate stress, they get very anxious, and depression becomes a major issue for men and women with aging, and it's fixable.
Yeah.
You know, if you were depressed at 20, okay, that's an endogenous depression. We don't fix that. But if you were doing fine until you hit later life and your hormone levels declined and you got depressed because of that, we can fix that easy.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you don't need Prozac. You don't need psychiatric intervention. You need to get those anabolic hormone loads back up where they belong in both men and women.
Right. Yeah.
So anyway, that's kind of where we are today.
There you go. Oof. And Dr. Yumat, I'm going to ask you what you did this week in just a moment, but I do want to give out the phone number, and you can be one of the first to be in our line and get in the lineup and get on the phone with your question. Don't wait till the very end of our show today. Here is that number. It's 800-465-8770. That's 800-465-8770 with your questions. All right, Dr. Yumat, I know you were busy, as he was busy.
Yeah.
Well, always.
He was in hibernation, so I was more visible.
That's right. Yeah, I was shut up in my office all week.
Right. The door was closed.
Writing a book, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And the ringer was off on the phone.
Oh, boy. Although he did take my call. I called him only once.
Okay, not bad.
See your name come up, I answer it.
That's right. He's very gracious. The office has been very busy. We are building our protocols for several new things. One of them will be IV therapies. We do have the Myers cocktail in the office, and the teams have been trained. We're getting our emergency kits ready. And my hope is that all three clinics will be able to offer the services. So we're working towards that goal. It's not quite ready yet, but it's in the works. I'm off to a conference next week, and then when I come back, hopefully things will be more settled with that. There is another new therapy that we will be using the Viasure machine for, and that's for musculoskeletal injuries. Mm-hmm. Right now, only reserved for longevity medical clinic patients. So if you do have muscle aches and pains, please talk to your provider about it in the clinic. You can call for a consult, ask them, and then we will be offering treatments for those areas, hopefully in all three clinics also, but currently just starting in the Kirtland Clinic, and then we'll expand to both Linwood and Tacoma, not in the distant future.
Okay.
But the first patient is already scheduled for next week. So super excited about the sound shockwave therapies for musculoskeletal injuries.
Wow.
To all longevity patients currently.
It's amazing what can happen. Each week there seems to be something new in medical advances.
See, we have the device, we have the technology. Mm-hmm. Our providers know how to do it. We've just been, we haven't offered it.
Okay.
And now it's time to
offer
it. Other
things to do.
Close.
And now it's time to offer it. So that's happening on the medical side. And then Bella Medica, of course, you know, just so busy. Right. Adriana's working out great. She's our new master esthetician.
Ooh.
Beth is getting ready to go on maternity leave. So there's always something.
Oh, yes. Always something exciting.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to take a quick break. We have our first caller on the line, and maybe I'll tell you what I did over the weekend. Okay. In just a moment, you're listening to Leading Edge Medicine. Here is that number to get through. It's 800-465-8770. That's 800-465-8770. We'll be back with your questions. Give us a call. Medicine back, Dr. Jerry Mixon in the
You're
studio.
You're noticing it just because you came
I did. Yes. What did I do over the weekend? Well, over the week, I think I only worked 2 days this week because I road tripped with best friends to mid-Oregon to see the group Journey. Uh-huh. They were celebrating their 50th anniversary, and then they were touring with the group Toto. Now, I've only been a fan for the last 40 years, but boy, do I appreciate good music, especially when these guys can get on the stage and replicate what they did 40 and 50 years ago. So I was third row, right in front of the stage, not on the floor. I didn't have to stand. And I loved that they would have everybody stand. And then they'd have them all sit down. They knew their audience. So, yeah, so I've been flying off that for the whole week. And then saw Dr. Gilbert for another eye procedure, which went very well. Good. So that was good. So, yeah, we all had different types of weeks this week. So
we did indeed.
Yes. Well, let's dive into some questions. 1-800-465-8770 is that number to call. If you have a question, we're going to head to Seattle, not too far away today. Lori is on the line. Hi there, Lori. Good morning.
Hello, Lori.
Hi. How are you all doing?
Oh, listen, if the scoundrels in charge find out how good we feel, they're going to look for a way to tax it. So let's just keep it a secret, shall we?
Yeah, that's for sure.
You know it.
I had a question with Dr. Mixon. I'm on the estradiol, testosterone, and progesterone, and I was curious to... I heard you one time say that the estradiol goes on the wrist and the testosterone goes behind the knee and the progesterone goes on the other wrist. That's what they told me to do. Is there other places that you can put the progesterone or the estradiol? I think one of them was on the face.
Okay. You can put any cream virtually anywhere.
That's the truth. Yeah, if you have skin, it'll absorb.
That's right. If you've got skin, you can absorb the stuff through it. Wrists is awfully small amount.
Well, not only that, your wrist is in contact with other surfaces, and you wash your hands, and so the risk is that you'll wash it away before you really have a chance to absorb it.
That's right.
In contact with other people, your pets, your grandchildren, your family and friends. And so wrist, it can be used. It's not a big no-no, but you have to be careful.
Yeah. Let me tell you how I like to see it done. All right.
Okay. That's why I called.
Yeah. I love to see the progesterone on the face and neck.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You wet your face and neck. You put that little progesterone in the palm of your hand and you wet your hands. You rub it together until it liquefies. You don't see the cream, but you feel it kind of slick. And then you rub that all over your face and neck. So you get a very thin film over a large surface area of very thin skin with a very good blood supply. And that'll bring up your blood levels frequently up to 2 or 3. You're not going to get much higher than that with on the face. But the beautiful thing about progesterone on the face is it makes the skin grow thicker and more elastic. And so it actually fills in a lot of fine lines and creases, so you don't need Botox as early.
Ooh. Wow, that's a plus.
So it gives you much prettier skin. So
he's talking like everybody needs Botox after 20 or something.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I got to tell you, I got those furrows in my forehead. The only thing I get rid of them, it would be Botox. That's the thing of being in my mid-70s.
I've seen a lot worse than what you have, okay? So,
yeah. But I put progesterone on my face and neck, front and back, every single day. And so that's my favorite spot for progesterone.
Is that in the morning for you, Dr. Mixon, or in the evening? Is there a particular time, or does it matter?
It depends. If I want to sleep even better, I'll put it on at night, or I'll put some on twice a day, morning and evening. So, because again, progesterone is not absorbed through the skin nearly as well as estrogen and testosterone. So if you really want to get high doses of progesterone, you're going to need to use a micronized capsule, or you're going to need to use it vaginally. The vaginal mucosa absorbs all of the sex hormones gangbusters. So if you use your progesterone vaginally, you get much higher blood levels. But if what you're after is pretty skin, which is what, you know, an old beat up guy like me wants.
And he does have pretty skin. May I say that? Yes.
And the big difference is the volume, right?
Right.
So if you do applied vaginally, you need very little amounts. It goes very far. But you're applying to the face.
You can put it on vaginally.
Oh, of course.
Don't do it without consulting your doctor, because your levels will change.
Yeah.
Your levels will go up significantly.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And the dose will change as well. So talk to your doctor first.
You got to remember, anytime you change the concentration of the cream, the volume of the cream you use, which skin you put it on, and how much skin you put it on, you're going to change the absorption quotients. And so these always need to be done. When you make a change, your doctor should be checking your levels again within a couple of weeks. Okay? You don't make a big change and wait a year. You make a change, you go back in 10 days or 2 weeks and check it and see if what that change did. Do you want to shift it again?
And remember, if you're not changing estrogen and your progesterone level rises too quickly and you're in progesterone dominance, you will feel sad. You will feel bloated. You will gain weight.
And you will
be sleepy.
You will
be depressed. So be very careful.
Yeah, progesterone dominance is not where you want to be.
Yeah.
Okay. But you want to get adequate progesterone.
Exactly.
And you want it balanced with the estrogen, the testosterone, because all three of those need to go in at the same time for men and women. Once more, the estrogen, yes, you can put it on your wrist, although that's not much surface area. You'd have to use a really potent concentration on the wrist. You can put it on your belly, on your thighs, on your breasts.
Not on breast tissue.
Yep. I'll disagree. It depends what you're looking for.
Yeah. We have to be careful.
That's right. Well, again, doctors sometimes disagree. And that
he said, she said,
which is perfectly okay. I like it that we do.
But it is. Good it's discussion. A factor of everything you do in medicine has a plus and a minus. Okay. I have known some women that were an A cup that wanted to be a B that actually put it on their breast to grow.
Well, and then, you know, you talked about progesterone going on the face. With estrogen, if you put estrogen on the face, you can get melasma.
That's right.
A little bit of a very low dose bioestrogen cream can actually help with progesterone and reducing the fine lines
Right. Yes, it will. Here's the trick. Okay. If you're Asian or Southern European, then you don't put estrogen on your face, because those two racial subgroups will get dark spots on the skin from the high estrogen.
And don't like dark spots.
No. If you're Northern European or African American, then you can put the estrogen on the face, and it gives you very pretty, glowing, feminine skin. So, again... Okay, so on one hand you might get melasma, on the other hand you get gorgeous skin, and
balance.
It all depends.
Yeah.
It all depends on how much, how often, and your racial characteristics. Human beings are not all one perfect homogeneous group. You know, our ancestors were inbred. People in southern Africa, south of the Sahara, did not interbreed with people in the Scandinavian countries very often. All right. And so people whose ancestors are from different parts of the world, because they are inbred, they develop certain characteristics. And so what works for one racial group will cause troubles with the other racial group. And so you have to take into account who you're dealing with and what your ancestry and your genome is. It all makes a difference. Okay. Testosterone, in women especially, I like to put it where there are no hair follicles.
Yeah.
And that's why behind the knees is a nice place, because there are no hair follicles there. If you put it where there's a hair follicle, that follicle will kick into high growth, and you get a big, dark hair growth in that area, except on the top of a man's head.
That was the next reason. I was like, hey, are guys putting this on their heads?
Yeah, no. It'll actually accelerate androgenic alopecia in men.
Oh, not so good.
You don't want it on their head, because it'll make them lose their hair faster. But if you put it anywhere on your body that is hair-bearing, you'll grow a lot more hair. And so, especially with women, we want to keep it in areas where there are not hair follicles. Okay. On the other hand, as women go through menopause and their body is basically losing, for instance, their pubic hair is getting sparse and fading away, then estrogen and testosterone in the perigenital area around the pubes is going to kick that back into robust hair growth, and you end up with a bushy sort of bush again. So it all depends on what you're looking for. Testosterone, progesterone, and estrogen, all three are dramatically better absorbed from the vaginal area than from anywhere else on the body. That vagina is thin mucous membrane instead of keratinized skin. And mucous membrane absorbs these proteins very quickly and very efficiently. So all three compounds can be absorbed through the vagina very efficiently. There's pluses and minus once more. If you kick the testosterone level too high in the vagina, then it will get dry and irritated. You end up with an androgen vaginitis. But if you're having trouble absorbing enough from your behind your knee, a little titch of testosterone on the clitoris will not only absorb quite nicely, but it'll trigger that clitoris to enlarge a little bit, which allows it to be stimulated better during intercourse. And so it can actually enhance your romantic life. So once more, these sorts of things are what your doctor, you ought to be sitting down and visiting with your doctor and testing your results frequently. Because when I hear a hard and fast rule, one wrist for this, one wrist for that, behind the knee for that, I say, okay, maybe, but it needs to be customized a little better than that.
Yeah, and I think you're right, Jerry. You know, with COVID, a lot of people were talking on the phone, and so those kinds of conversations happen better when you're face-to-face.
Yes.
And now that the mask mandate has been lifted, you can actually look at your provider, and you can discuss some issues that otherwise are very difficult to discuss with a mask in between or on the phones or via Zoom.
So, you know, go in. I mean, if you're one of our patients, if you're one of our patients,
I used to be.
Well, whoever's writing your stuff.
I used to be way back when you were doing chats at the Linwood Convention Center. That's when I was a patient of yours, and I got on your your hormone creams, and I felt great for 3 years until my husband lost his job, and I couldn't afford you anymore. I was so upset. Then I found a functional medicine doctor, and I gave him your prescription. And I said, can you fill this for me, Compounding Pharmacy, because I went to Dr. Mixon in Linwood, and I said I saw one of his doctors, and I said I felt really, really great on these creams. Yeah. And he gave it to me, and I'm still on it, and that was a long time ago.
But see,
and he
you
says,
should,
oh, yeah, I can do that.
Yeah, but see, well, you should be checked every 3 months.
Yes, and he doesn't do that. He does it once a year.
See, that's
so
way
I'm
not enough.
Screwed.
So you need to be seen at least every 3 months. You need a full hour visit. You need a doctor who will sit down like we just chatted and chat with you for that hour and do the test. That's what longevity does. You know, that's why I think we're the best.
I know. And you were. Yeah, you are.
Yeah,
and you
still
were.
Are.
Yeah, you really helped me. I know. So I just wish I could come back, but I can't. Well, I can't swing it right now. It's just tough.
Well, you know, just
If I could only come in for just the hormone creams, it would be great.
Yeah, I know. But unfortunately, there's so much more we do now.
Yeah.
You know, we're doing things now that we never dreamed of 25 years ago when I started the clinic.
I know. Yeah.
You know, because my question, for now, your voice sounds like you're a lady of some mature years. And so. Yeah, okay. So, you know, you're in that group where you ought to be looking at senescent cell therapies and, you know, the sorts of things to kick your body into high gear for an extra 20 or 30 years. Mm-hmm. Because it's important. It really is.
Yeah, that's right.
We're talking about a whole extra lifespan.
There we go.
So,
was that helpful for you, Lori?
Yes, and I had another question. What is good for the kidneys?
About kidneys.
Hold on one second.
We'll talk about that.
Hear the music. We got to take a break, but we'll be right back.
Lori, you hang on the line, and we'll talk about your kidneys in just a moment. This is Leading Edge Medicine. And here's the number to get through to us, just like Lori did, 800-465-8770. We'll be right back. Stay there.
Hey, hey, Paula, I want to marry you. Hey, hey, Paula, no one else could ever do. I've waited.
And welcome back. It's Leading Edge Medicine. My name is Lynette, and we have Dr. Samira Umat in the studio today, along with Dr. Jerry Mixon. We are live taking your phone calls at 800-465-8770. On the phone is Lori from Seattle. And Lori, you had a question about kidneys, healthy kidneys.
Yes. How do you keep your kidneys healthy? Because I got diagnosed with early mild kidney disease, stage 1.
Okay. Basically, the kidneys
are
great.
Which isn't bad, right?
No, it's not bad. It's not bad. You're in your 60s, and a whole lot of people by early to mid 60s are developing a little bit of early kidney dysfunction. Basically, the kidneys are big bundles of tiny blood vessels, okay? Little tiny arterioles and little tiny capillaries that exchange electrolytes and fluids very, very efficiently. Anything that damages blood vessel function is going to damage kidneys big time, because kidneys, as I said, they're enormous numbers of tiny blood vessels. And so even before the big arteries that we worry about in our hearts and so on get trouble, kidneys will start to show the difficulties. So what we have to do with them is do everything we know how to do to improve the microvasculature throughout your body. Because if we help it in your brain and your heart and your toes, we're helping it in your kidneys too. Okay, so it's the kidneys can't be looked at as an isolated issue. They are a reflection of what's happening in the microcirculation throughout your body. So what we're looking for there is keeping your nitric oxide levels nice and high. So we want to make sure that, you know, you are on supplements such as Neo-Forte. We want to make sure that your B6, B12, and folic acid levels are nice and robust, and that your homocysteine is kept down. Because as homocysteine rises, blood pressure rises everywhere in your body, because those small vessels are less and less able to expand and let the blood flow through. And so we really see that in the brain and the kidneys and the eyes. Those are the big areas where interference with small blood vessels really gets in the way. So I look at your homocysteine. I look at, and if that's under 8, great. But if it's over 8, then I say we better take a real hard look at your folic acid and your B12 and your B6. Okay. And then we want to use things that will, like the nitrites, that will increase the amount of nitric oxide in your blood.
Okay.
Yeah. There are several other things, too, and one of the main reasons is what is causing the damage in the first place. If it is use of a medication or a supplement, because a lot of times it can be, then you want to get off of that medication. If you're using non-steroidal anti-inflammatory medications like Aleve, Advil, ibuprofen.
No, I haven't. I haven't even taken those in 8 years.
Yeah.
I never get headaches. I walk every day, and I don't know.
All right.
But I am a type 1 diabetic.
That's it.
So there you go. That there changes the whole thing.
Well, no, it doesn't change it, but it complicates it. The same principles apply. Diabetics are famous for killing their kidneys and their hearts and their brains. Being a diabetic, you triple your risk of dementia. You have a 270% increased risk of heart attacks and strokes. And, and the risk of kidney failures goes up dramatically. What is your A1C
rating?
Well, I had
diabetes. 6.1.
Okay, so not awful, but not as good as we like it, obviously. We really want to get it down into the fives if we can.
Well, it depends. They may not allow her to go that low, right, because of the side effect risk. Your primary care providers will control, and your endocrinologist will control that. Are you on insulin?
Well, she's type 1 by definition.
I've been a diabetic for 61 years.
Yeah. So
I got it when I was barely 3.
Is your dose of insulin pretty steady, or are you varying it depending upon what you eat or what your levels are?
It depends on, I've been trying to eat better. I've been eating, chicken thighs, green beans. I eat a lot of fruit, a lot of grapes, lots of berries, lots of celery, lots of broccoli. Mornings, I have English muffin with egg whites on top. Mm-hmm. I do a greens drink once in a while. I just, found out about this a little while ago, so I'm freaking out going, oh, my God, I'm heading towards dialysis.
Well, at stage one, you got a long way to go from dialysis. But let's keep it at stage one.
Well, I just freaked out. Even stage two, I'm worried about, going there, and I don't know how long you do stay in one stage versus
it depends.
The other. And
There is no rule for that. It depends on how well we can preserve your vascular function.
So
anything and everything
we
can
do. I take fish oil.
Good.
I do take a lot of fish oil. It's over, I think, 2,400.
Okay.
And I do take B12 underneath the tongue. It's sublingual. I don't take a multivitamin, but I do take vitamin E. I take garlic. So I can't think of, and I am on Losartan for high blood pressure, but my blood pressure right now is 130 over 73.
Okay.
So it's been good.
Yeah. But again, I have them check your homocysteine. And have them check to see how well you methylate your folate. About 30% of the population has a genetic defect that prevents them from methylating folic acid very efficiently. And they will tend to run higher blood pressures. And so if that's the case, just taking folic acid is not going to be enough. You need a methylated folate that has already been methylated for you, because your genome would say that you're one of that 1 in 3 that don't do it well. Okay. That'll also will help to lower your homocysteine and improve your natural blood vessel ability to dilate and improve blood flow.
So is that a supplement,
Is what a supplement?
The
blood test
that you're just
Folic acid is a supplement. Yes. Yeah. No. Well, folic acid is a blood test. By testing your folic acid, testing your folic acid is a blood test. Giving you folic acid is a supplement. Okay. Using a pre-methylated folic acid is just a little more expensive, but better supplement for that 30% of the people that don't methylate it well themselves.
And, if you don't know, just take the methylated folic acid. It's not going to hurt anything.
And it's an extra $5 a month over the plain folate. So,
Is that a prescription?
No, it's available over the counter.
It's available over the counter. Oh. You can get it all the time.
Oh, okay.
In fact, if you call our, if you go on our website, you'll see one a supplement called Vessel Protection. And Vessel Protection okay. that we sell out of our website is B6, B12, and methylated folic acid.
One of my favorite okay. supplements. All of my patients take it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so do I.
Okay.
So. There you go. Okay. All right. Oh, Lori, thank you so much. Such good questions. We got another call waiting, so we're going to have to run.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Have a great day, Lori.
Sure. Bye-bye.
All right. Continuing with the phone calls. Oh, yeah. 1-800-465-8770. On the line from Briar, we have Dale calling in. Good morning, Dale.
Hello, Dale.
Good morning.
How can we help you, sir?
I'm 67 years old. Yeah, I'm 67 years old. 12 years ago, I was diagnosed with prostate cancer, went through radiation, hormone therapy. 5 years ago, my wife and I joined your clinic, Linwood Clinic. It's been great. I reduced my body fat by half, muscle mass, everything working out really well. About a year and a half ago, my PSA started going up.
Uh-oh.
And I had some scans done, and there was some spots that showed up in some of my bones. Mm. So I immediately stopped. I called you on the phone on the show, and I immediately stopped the testosterone.
Yes.
Right now, I'm taking Lupron, Aberonitone, and I'm prednisone.
All right.
And I guess I'm wondering, my PSA levels have gone basically back to zero.
Good.
And so that's good, but I've definitely noticed. I was able to run 6 miles an hour, lift all kinds of weights. That's definitely changed.
Sure.
And I'm wondering if there's other things that I can do. I think I probably have to stay away from the testosterone. Is that right?
Yes, you do. You do. You're okay. That 5% that reoccur after a purported cure. You know, if you get people that drop their PSA down effectively to zip, and put them back on testosterone, 5% of them will still reoccur, whether they're on the testosterone or not. So what happened to you was that originally you had already spread some tumor outside of the prostate. It had already spread, but nobody knew it because the cells were so small. And then they started to grow again.
Bad so we met luck. With Dr. Cho this week, and we love Dr. Cho. She's great. And she was thinking about, you know, DHEA or progesterone. Are those things that we could bring back on or not really?
I'd be a little nervous about it. Frankly, I have never seen a paper. So, if we did it, we'd be doing it blindly. There's just not good literature about using DHEA to enhance muscular strength after Lupron. We're going to talk about this, I think, in a little greater detail, but hear the music. We got to take a break, but we'll be right back, and I'm going to talk to you about what we can and can't do.
All right. Talking about that with Dale, you hang on the line. We'll be back with more Leading Edge Medicine in just a moment. Stay right there. Are talking behind the scenes here. This is Leading Edge Medicine. My name is Lynette, along with Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat. If you have a question and would like to get through that number, just like Lori and Dale got through today, 800-465-8770. And Dale, still on the line with Dr. Mixon.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, Dale, Samira and I were running through our armamentarium of what our choices were and the pluses and minuses for each of them.
Yeah.
The problem we are facing is that there's not a whole lot of research on how to maintain muscle mass in the face of the Lupron. Lupron is a drug that has turned off your ability to make all of the sex hormones. You can't make estrogen, testosterone, progesterone. I mean, you just shut it all off. The good side of that is you shut down everything that the tumor could use to grow. So that should buy you several years. The downside of Lupron is that the good side is it shuts down the growth of androgen-sensitive prostate cancer. That's the good news, and you've right. seen that effect with your PSA going back to zip. The downside is that when you shut down all of your androgen production, all of your testosterone production, after about 3 to 5 years, the probability of that tumor undergoing a mutation to a non-testosterone-sensitive tumor starts to go up. And right. once the tumor makes that mutation, it starts growing much faster and spreads more quickly. And things like Lupron don't help right. anymore. And so right. there's a real question in the medical community of how long to keep people on Lupron. Because the longer we keep you on it, we will keep your androgen-sensitive tumor suppressed. But at some point, we may actually trigger the growth of a more aggressive, nastier version of your prostate cancer.
Right.
And, you know, we know the statistical terms for a population, but we don't know what your individual risk is. Because statistics only apply to large populations, not to individuals.
Right.
So, you know, Lupron, like every other decision made in medicine, has pluses and minuses associated with it. But the problem we've got is that usually when guys get put on Lupron, they stay on it for some period of time. Some doctors now are keeping you on it for 6 months or a year and then pulling you off it for 3 to 6 months and then putting you back on it again and then pulling you off and cycling it so that it so we minimize the risk of triggering that mutation to the nastier prostate cancer. Other guys are saying, no, once they're on it, they ought to stay on it. So that is a debate yeah. within the profession right now.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if
yeah,
they
that's
can
what
save.
I've heard.
Go ahead.
Yes, so, yeah, that's what I've heard. Because I talked to my doctor about, you know, I've heard about people cycling, and then he doesn't recommend it at this time.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and again, these are those areas where good doctors disagree because yeah. we just don't yeah. know for sure.
Yeah.
We just don't. Okay, a couple of things I can think of that I'm confident are safe. Other things I think are most likely safe and will probably give you a better response than the things I know are safe. All right. The things I know are safe are things like astaxanthin, which is a fascinating compound. It is what gives salmon
yeah.
their reddish color. Okay. And the interesting thing about this is, you know, salmon swim upstream against the current for hundreds of miles and they just don't run out of energy. They just go and go and go and go. And there are now some studies on astaxanthin on human beings that 10, 12 milligrams a day actually increases strength and endurance, even in very elderly people. So it affects our muscle the same way it affects the salmon's muscle.
Yeah, and the study was actually done at the University of Washington where
yes.
they did it on human subjects, and they actually took muscle biopsies and showed that regular use of astaxanthin maintained muscle mass better than not using it.
Right, yeah. So that's one thing we are confident is safe, and we do have some human studies to support it. Another thing is creatine. About a gram a day, a loading dose of about 3 grams a day for a week and then dropping it down to 1 or 2 grams a day. It's going to raise the creatinine in your kidney testing a bit, but it also improves muscle function and endurance. So that's another one that we're...
As long as kidneys are okay.
Yeah, but you do need to get regular kidney function testing because if your GFR right. starts to rise, we got to pull you off the creatine.
Creatine.
Okay.
GFR fall.
So then, if creatinine rises, creatine stops. Yeah.
So I spend quite a bit of time at the gym every day just working out. That's probably a good thing. Keep going with that.
That's a very good thing because that working muscle enhances your immune response.
Right.
And that enhanced immune response does a good job of finding and killing cancer cells.
Right. What I would do, though, is eat some protein before you work out and immediately after so you don't break muscle right after a workout because muscle is looking for protein, right? So you have to provide adequate protein.
Yeah. Now, the two things we're thinking about that should be actually very beneficial, but again, we don't have studies in your situation. Okay. One of them, just because you're in your 60s, would be senescent cell therapy with dasatinib and quercetin. Knocking down senescent cells allows healthy cells to grow more efficiently. And so that should allow you to make muscle more efficiently. The dasatinib we actually use as an anti-cancer drug. So the chances of it causing problems for your cancer are pretty low. We use it basically for, it's for hematologic cancers, for some forms of leukemia. But it's very effective at getting rid of senescent cells. And so that would be one thing we might consider. The other thing that might be considered would be rapamycin. Rapamycin improves essentially every aspect of every mammalian body it's been tried on. Brain, muscle, bone, heart, the whole works. So I would, you know, so senescent cell therapy.
So I'm with... So I'm with a big health maintenance organization, and I'm thinking of transferring to Seattle Cancer Care where I could probably get more advanced care.
Yes.
Do you have any opinion about that?
Yeah, I would definitely.
Definitely do that. Yeah. And Seattle Cancer Care do have functional medicine physicians.
They do indeed.
And actually, their pharmacy is very well versed with supplement use.
Yeah.
And if you have a question about their prescription medication and interaction with supplements, they're very good about getting you a good answer about a yay or a nay.
Yeah. So I always am a little nervous about somebody that's got a tough problem with a place that makes their money by collecting premiums and paying as little as possible. Go with the cancer care folks.
Okay. Well, I appreciate the input. We're big fans of Dr. Cho, and we'd vote for her to get a raise if that's possible.
Well, you know what that means, Jerry.
Yeah, that
I have
means
to get
you
the
want
raise
one,
for
too.
Two.
That's right. Because you're the medical director, and you've got to be the highest paid doctor.
Thanks for calling. Yeah, come on in and call anytime.
Yes.
Especially if you want to offer us raises. Hey.
there you go.
Okay.
That's awesome, Dale.
Thank you very much, Dale. I appreciate the call.
Bye-bye,
sir.
Good luck to you, sir.
Phone lines are wide open at 800-465-8770. That's 800-465-8770 before we take our next break here at the top of the hour. So far, the callers we've had this morning have been longevity patients. And I love that. And we want you, if you've been listening, going, well, should I not? You know, every day as you age, your body ages too. And we want you.
No.
No. I know. It doesn't go backward.
Why not?
I know. Well, because Dr. Mixon hasn't figured that out yet. But yeah, he's still working on that. Yes. We want you to be stronger. We want you to be faster, leaner, smarter, sexier, and that makes you
happier. And
yes,
and we are working hard to make 90 the new 60.
There you go. By 1930, is that right?
No, 20.
That's the goal.
Yeah, by 1930.
Sure.
There you go. We invite you to take advantage of our free health analysis appointment that introduces you to the clinic and to our wonderful doctors here. And all you do are two simple tests. It's a blood test and an in-body test. And Dr. Umat, maybe you could explain what that in-body test is. Because that sounds like, okay, what is this? But the blood test, a simple prick of the finger. But the InBody, that's a little different.
A very important test that looks at the ratio between muscle and fat in your body and tells you whether you're at risk for chronic degenerative diseases because visceral fat level is pretty high. It tells you how quickly you're metabolizing fat or not, whether you're building muscle or not. Remember, muscle has been the topic this morning a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is as we're getting older, we're all losing muscle mass. And for people that can tolerate hormones, we can help maintain better muscle mass with them. But in some patients where we cannot use hormones, they're going to lose muscle. Normal patients lose muscle mass as they get older, and sarcopenia is a real diagnosis. So where you stand is very important for you to know so that you can reduce your risk for arthritis, cancer, diabetes, dementia, peripheral vascular disease, you name it. So literally, if you want to think of it as one way, it's the tip of the iceberg. So yeah, it's the beginning of so many things that we tell you.
Yes, and so much information that you will get from your doctor. Here is that number to call to make that appointment. It's free, the free health analysis appointment at 1-866-86-YOUNG. That's 866-86-YOUNG. You can also go to our website, which is lmclinic.com. That's lmclinic.com. You're listening to Leading Edge Medicine. We have another hour to go, and we invite you to call in. Phone lines wide open for you right now at 800-465-8770. We'll be right back.